hard to make, no, I understand.
It's hard to make them do what we want them to do.
Yeah, but it's gonna be hard to make the prospective buyer get the permit without it being done.
Before he owns it.
And it's gonna be hard, I mean, it's gonna be hard to do that.
The reason being is the deadlines they have to hit with the real estate agents, the brokers, I mean.
Not only the deadlines, but it's not done yet.
The bank.
They don't even know if the bank's gonna do the deal.
That's right. The contract all hinges on.
It doesn't happen until the last day when checks change hands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's gonna, I don't know. I've thought a lot about this and I don't know.
Oh, there's no easy way through it.
No.
I agree with that.
It's a mess.
We're gonna have to get a handle on it because it's already out of control. And if we don't put a handle on it and get some control, even if we have to, and Bob and I have talked about it, maybe we need to make it to where Bob can make some of these, not just give them a permit, but if it's in an area that is permitted, to go ahead and give them a permit for a year. I mean, even the real estate, the fellow that was here a couple of meetings ago, he had some good ideas because they have, MLS have, they've done a lot of background on this, try to get a handle on this stuff. We need to charge them for those permits. It needs to be a renewable permit, but we need to take advantage of this permitting to where we can get a handle on it, even if we have to put that money towards hiring another employee or two to watch it. And these people that make $500 or $600 a week or $1,000 a week on a house are not afraid to pay a $250 permit for a year. And it would also make it a lot fairer for these guys that own these hotels that are $3 or $4 million deals that are competing against these houses out here. They're going to be willing to pay that $250 permit.
Tell me the proper process on that $250 permit to get it where it's legal.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody else that knows is going to do that. But there's other communities and
there's a man by the name of Hancock had something to say about that at one time, which everybody tries to forget anymore. And under the Hancock Amendment, it has to be voted on to the citizens of the county.
Well, that if that's the way that needs to be done, that's the way it needs to be done. But if we don't get a handle on it, we're not going
to have it. Well, I'm not arguing it needs better control. I'm not arguing that a bit. But it's going to be something that's going to take a lot of work.
If we're going to have to, well, there's 1,500 or 1,800 people out there doing it now that we don't have a handle on.
Yeah, that aren't, you don't know about.
That we don't, well, we know about them.
You know about them.
But we don't have a handle on them. So, I mean, if we need to get, we got to get a handle on them or it's going to be out of control. And then there's nothing, they're going to park wherever they don't want to park. That, you know, it's going to make it.
Either that or the demand will pass and it'll go away on its own.
I don't know.
It don't look like this.
Don't think in the immediate,
but I've seen things before, but this one don't look like it's. I would have thought the Hotel and Motel Association in Taney County and stuff would have. I thought they would have just come out. I mean, they'd just come out, ringing wet and fighting mad.
I did too.
And nothing's been said. I mean,
yeah.
And I don't think it's going to go away. Not in this area.
Well, not with the online transactions that's going on anymore.
Yeah, and it's too easy. You just get online and
four families can rent one of these houses for $1,000 a week, or they can go to a motel, and each one of them have a motel for probably $2,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do?
They're going to do the numbers.
Exactly.
They're going to rent that house.
People are doing it in Florida. I mean, they're doing it
all over the coast, everywhere, East Coast, West Coast. We've done it in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And there'd be a regular house next to you that wasn't, because I talked to him one night.
Yeah.
They lived there.
Yeah.
And the regulations were so weak that that's what went on everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too proud to copy. Maybe we should check in with some other areas there, see if Bob can find out what steps have been taken, because there's lots of places like Branson area that does the same thing. I mean,
It's kind of all over the board. What I've found so far is,
there's, we need to be able to control it.
I mean, there's some places that issue just like a license or an administrative permit. There's some places that just flat they only allow it in specific areas. You know, they just designate, you know, we'll allow short-term rental or nightly rental within these designated areas. Mm-hmm. It does. It just seems to vary a ton. Other places are just taking kind of a hands-off approach.
And you do that, and it's going to... Branson is a little different than a lot of other places because we do intermingle some of these high-dollar houses in these little neighborhoods. And it's just like we saw this deal last session.
Yeah, it was a free house.
Yeah.
But if there's rentals going on out there now that's come before us and been turned down, and they're renting every night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's, but we leave that up to the community to police itself.
And what happened?
There's nothing. And we don't have anybody to do it anyway.
Bob
writes the letter. It takes 6 months for our county lawyer to write another letter, and they're still out there doing this.
But we're not an enforcement body, so
all we can do
is suggest.
We need to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, there's several of these that are at the prosecuting attorney's office where they've filed charges.
Mm-hmm. It's not that it's not being noticed.
Right.
It's just not being fixed.
It takes time.
Yes.
Well, this could be a big thing. This could be a big priority right here.
Well, it's not now. Not in the enforcement end of it.
No,
it's not.
No. And we don't have anybody to enforce it. We're going to send Bob and Bonita out there to do some of that? Well, they got other things to do.
Well, how many complaints are registered?
I tell you what, let's just send somebody out there and Bonita can go to open the gate.
how many complaints do you have right now that's in front of the prosecuting attorney?
Probably 7 or 8 right now. He has actually filed charges on them.
That's where they've been.
Well, they
went ahead and did it right
there. We're not out looking for these people. It's complaint generated.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Well, and so he's actually filed charges.
Seven or eight you're talking about is the one we've turned down, isn't it?
Yes. But the problems we've had.
I've never done nothing about the one out on T Highway that I know of. That's been a year and a half ago.
Which one?
That great big house out on T.
Hill Haven, the Greg Smith.
I don't remember the name. It was a big house right down there on a cove somewhere.
Oh, or is that? But yeah, so far they have actually prosecuted these. The problem we've got is every time they prosecute them, we end up with another lawsuit.
Yeah.
And they basically challenge the regulations, and then this drags on for years in some cases.
And all the time, they're making money.
Big money.
Yeah.
That's a big money deal.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they know that nothing's going to happen. So unless we put something that's a teeth in this thing, we're not going to have any results.
Well, matter of fact, I think Tony Williams had one before us here.
That's what he's going to do with it.
They got the neighbors standing against them. They've got good cause, and they can show like they did over there.
Going to build a house on a lot somewhere out there. That's what they're going to do with it. Made no bones about it.
But does that make him not rent those?
Nope.
I guarantee he's renting them today.
Probably so.
Well, in the areas that are that should be a push button deal. They shouldn't have to go through the committee. You should be able to write that permit right there and say, you know, hey, this is fine because it's in one of those areas. And maybe we need to go in and determine some of those areas and make that easier.
Well, and we actually got a secondary legal opinion, and so that's going to help somewhat too.
And just wait and see what Bob comes up with.
Yeah.
I'm not
going
to do it.
I'm not
adjourned. That's what will happen in February.
Yep.
I second.
Thank you, guys.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Oh.